News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage
in association with AIR.
Speaking a little bit earlier about the government jet being sent out to Tenerife to collect the two Irish passengers from the MV Hondius, that of course being the ship that was struck with hantavirus, and return them to Dublin. And they arrived in wearing, apparently we are told, hazmat suits, with everybody on the plane wearing masks, and the plane will now be decontaminated and they are heading for some kind of isolation until their incubation period is over. And of course, at the same time, there are reports emerging from both France and the US that some of their nationals who returned off the ship may have symptoms of the virus. With us is Dr. Rowan de Barra, who is senior lecturer in the RCSI and infectious diseases consultant in Beaumont Hospital. Owen, are you surprised by the reports coming out of France and the States?
Good morning, Anton. No, not particularly. I mean, this is why these measures have been taken, and this is what quarantine is for. And the WHO did say early on in this that they did expect a small number of additional cases. And bear in mind, we're not sure that many of these are additional cases, but people will, of course, have symptoms, coughs, sneezes, a bit of a fever, but that now mandates that these people get tested for it.
And if, and I realise it is only an if, but if it does turn out to be hantavirus, would you have any sense as to whether or not that is likely to have been human-to-human transmission on the ship, or is it just that there is a very long incubation period?
Well, we know there's a very long incubation period. So previous reports with the Andes virus are 6 weeks, and in some cases, a little bit beyond. So there's still a chance that, you know, all of the symptomatic individuals did something similar before they got on the boat at all. Although I think the WHO knows a lot more about that than me, and it seems that they're fairly convinced that that isn't the case and that there has been some transmission. And this virus has been known to do human-to-human transmission in the past also.
And in terms of the impact of the virus then itself and how significant it is, there were reports of an RAF A400M transport out of which two doctors, two nurses and two paratroopers jumped equipped with oxygen to get on to Tristan da Cunha, because you can only get on by boat and it would have taken too long because of how severe the case was for a British national. It seems to be, if you get a bad dose, it seems to be a horrendous illness.
Yeah, unfortunately it is. So that we know from previous cases, about 30 to 40% of people die when they progress with this. And it's a lung condition, mainly this form. Now, some people get symptomatic but need some level of oxygen. And if you're in somewhere remote and rural and there isn't access to adequate amounts of oxygen, then that's the thing that will be life-saving.
And for the two Irish nationals who have arrived back, not talking about their specific cases, but general best practice for people in that kind of situation, how long would you expect quarantine to be? How long would you recommend quarantine should be?
Well, I think the quoted number for this at the moment is 45 days from their contact with the last symptomatic individual. And again, that's extrapolated really from details from Argentinian cases in the past. And I would say that ever since COVID time, you know, we have a lot of people drilled, practice protocols and facilities to manage this. So I think we certainly can do this very well here, and as most European partners can.
Lastly, that thing of human-to-human transmission, should there be any broad public health concern?
No, there shouldn't be. So this group of viruses really aren't known to do human-to-human, only this Andes strain. And even that, it's based on fairly limited numbers of data that it has happened. So there's an abundance of caution happening across the world with this. I think that's reasonable, but I really don't think that there's a risk to the wider public.
Owen, thank you very much. That's Dr. Owen de Barra, senior lecturer in the RCSI and infectious diseases consultant in Beaumont Hospital.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage
in association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.